It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
The age of stability is over, and the coronavirus is just the beginning. A headline published yesterday from theconversation.com and other sources. Industrialized, militarized society was never sustainable. Global power structures are now more desperate than ever to facilitate and maintain total control. In the coming weeks and months, this will become rapidly more apparent. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. The commercial-free global alert news hour starts now. As geoengineeringwatch.org has stated for over a decade, climate and biosphere collapse will and is forcing power structure total desperation. The COVID-19 scenario is a manifestation of that desperation, but only one part of many forms of assault being waged against global populations. There are countless others. The climate engineering weather warfare assault being at the top of that list. More on this subject later in this broadcast. First, mainstream media acknowledgement that the COVID-19 scenario was completely engineered from last week. Fox News reports coronavirus originated in Wuhan lab. The COVID-19 pathogen is a bioweapon that's being utilized to facilitate global lockdown. As climate and biosphere collapse accelerates, all being further fueled by the climate engineering weather warfare onslaught. Question, are the geoengineers and their atmospheric spraying operations being used to more uniformly seed this pathogen and perhaps others? More on this also later in the broadcast. First, another Fox headline. Quote, sources believe coronavirus originated in Wuhan lab as part of China's effort to compete with the U.S., end quote, from Fox News. They further state this may be, quote, the costliest government cover-up of all time, end quote. One of the Fox News sources said, again, as geoengineeringwatch.org has stated from the onset, the COVID-19 scenario did not originate from nature. It was created in a lab. Fox News did not disclose this because they want you to know the truth. They are only trying to get ahead of facts that can no longer be hidden. What is Fox News still not telling us? That Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Health helped fund the COVID-19 research in the Wuhan lab. More on that subject also later in this broadcast. First, another headline from last week. Quote, coronavirus distancing may need to continue until 2022, say experts. End headline. That headline is from multiple mainstream sources. Power structure agendas are being carried out. The COVID-19 scenario is their catalyst. Power structure controlled mainstream media is making the most of the situation. Another question. If we could confirm that pandemic promoting, vaccine pushing Bill Gates had a significant and ongoing relationship with a former U.S. Department of Defense scientist who stated on the record that one of the tasks he performed for the U.S. military was to, quote, figure out ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the population below. Would that concern you that Bill Gates had a close relationship with this individual? Even more so if Gates called this former government scientist, quote, my amazing teacher, end quote. Bill Gates has long since made clear his desire to see global populations reduced. Is overpopulation a dire problem? Yes. Does Bill Gates have a right to decide who lives or who dies? Does such a question even deserve an answer? If Bill Gates wants to reduce global populations, he should start with himself. Stay tuned for more on Gates, Fauci, and their joint involvement with the creation of COVID-19. First this. Also from the potential lockdown till 2020 report. Quote, scientists say one-time lockdown will not bring pandemic under control. The report continues. A scenario has predicted a resurgence could occur as far in the future as 2025 in the absence of a vaccine or effective treatment. This is the Gates-Fauci narrative. And they have created this whole scenario. So they can stoke this fire as much as they want. If the fire starts to burn down, they can reintroduce more virulent strains of this pathogen, other strains. Is there a limit to what those in power will do to maintain their stranglehold on power? The answer is clearly no. Question, for how long and in how many forms have those in power been grinding away at the health and cognitive function of societies all over the world, covertly sickening and programming those societies, preparing for the inevitable climate and biosphere collapse that they knew was coming? And now, as the collapse of Earth's life support systems accelerates more rapidly than power structures perhaps predicted, they in turn have had to rapidly accelerate their agendas. Enter the completely engineered COVID-19 pandemic. And while many in government agencies may have sincere motives of trying to protect us from what they have been falsely told is a random act of nature, those who actually run and rule the world have other agendas. The public welfare and the greater good are not part of those agendas. Maintaining their stranglehold on power till the brutal bitter end, that is their obsession. That is their addiction, and has been for far longer than most would be willing to believe. With each passing day, we, all of us, are being led or herded further and further into completely uncharted territory. Those behind the curtain, those who truly control the levers of power, under the guise of protecting populations, in reality, are doing everything but. We would all do well to deeply and daily consider this ancient proverb. Quote, "This and no other is the root from which tyranny springs, when he first appears as if he is a protector." That's a timeless quote from the philosopher Plato, nearly 2,500 years ago. Nothing has changed. The cancerous elements in human society are still with us, and more in control now than ever before. How profoundly true Plato's quote is when applied to so many unfolding scenarios, when applied to the completely immune from legal liability vaccine assault being waged against humanity, which is now being forcibly pushed on the entire world by a select few criminal elite, all under the guise, again, of protecting the population, an increasingly transparent lie of colossal proportion. Plato's timeless quote applies to fluoridated drinking water, GMO foods, countless forms of highly toxic pesticides and chemicals that we are told is for the greater good. Plato's quote applies to the epitome of human insanity, the attempt to engineer Earth's climate and life support systems under the guise of mitigating global warming, when we know from available data that the climate engineering weather warfare assault is only further fueling the overall planetary meltdown, short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of a worsened overall warming, and the climate engineering elements are highly toxic, contaminating every breath we take, making us vastly more susceptible to an endless list of human diseases, respiratory ailments, and contracting pathogens. A new study verifying what I just stated later in this broadcast. But the bottom line is this. All too often, those who claim to be saviors, those who we are told are saviors, all too often are anything but. Let's consider one more timeless quote on this theme that applies at this point in time, more than ever before, from Aldous Huxley. Quote, "There will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution." Again, Aldous Huxley. One more quote to consider on this same theme, what is unfolding on a larger scale than ever before on our planet at this very moment in time. This quote is from former KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov. He said this, "Ideological subversion or psychological warfare changes the perception of reality to such an extent that despite the abundance of information, No one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, or their country. Mainstream media is nothing less than a power structure weapon of mass deception, used to polarize populations with a constant streaming of carefully crafted power structure propaganda. All those that are a part of the mainstream media circus should be considered criminal accomplices to the ongoing power structure global mayhem. On the subject of coming global mayhem, listen carefully to this statement by a high-ranking World Health Organization official about what's coming. Listen carefully.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Let me repeat that statement from a top World Health Organization official. Quote, now we need to go and look in families to find those who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a, quote, safe and dignified manner. Really? Would you let someone that you don't know come into your home and drag a family member out on the suspicion that they could, may, might be sick? The engineered COVID-19 scenario is being utilized to facilitate total global lockdown and the ability of those in control to selectively incarcerate anyone of their choosing. All global protest against government tyranny has so far been effectively extinguished by the COVID-19 engineered scenario. Again, this question must be asked. Will societies allow complete strangers to come to their door and drag a family member out of their home under the mere suspicion that they might be sick? Just as we saw the draconian Chinese government carry out. This question, again, needs to be answered. And all the while, with each passing day, climate and biosphere collapse is accelerating, with the climate engineering assault further fueling the fire and perhaps being utilized to further circulate the pathogen in question. Again, more on that coming in this broadcast. For those that are truly willing to investigate statistical frontline facts surrounding those who have engineered the COVID scenario, search the following report just penned by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a truly courageous human being. Search this title online, quote, Flu Misinformation and Coronavirus Fears. Again, Flu Misinformation and Coronavirus Fears. And yes, the mainstream media prostitutes are doing their best to slander a human hero, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for daring to tell the truth. Keep this in mind. As stated on earlier geoengineeringwatch.org global news broadcast, those in power can stoke the pandemic as they choose. They can introduce a new and much more lethal pathogen at any point of their choosing. Unfortunately, so many in populations are willingly conforming to the power structure agenda because they mistakenly believe they will preserve their personal paradigm by doing so. But such a conclusion could not be further from the truth. Those who the public believes are telling them the truth are doing anything but. And this includes elected officials, official agencies, much of the science community, and the criminal mouthpiece for all of them, the bought and paid for mainstream media, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and even covert mainstream media like Democracy Now, all in the same basket to a greater or lesser degree. Consider and remember that governments around the world are colluding and cooperating on countless fronts. This includes the current COVID-19 scenario, climate engineering, weather warfare, the cover-up of what really happened on the 9/11 false flag attack inside job scenario, many other fronts. Governments around the world colluding and cooperating. We know this on climate engineering. We have documents as long as 800 pages, U.S. Senate documents, to prove this cooperation in the case of climate engineering because of the cross-border ramifications. Governments around the globe are working together on that scenario. And the COVID-19 scenario is no different because of the cross-border ramifications. You can't just engineer a pathogen and contain it in a particular border. They're all, to one degree or another, working together behind the curtain, just like mafia families. But once there's not enough to go around, once the scenario can no longer be maintained, expect a fracturing of the former colluding and cooperation that will lead to even more desperate power structure actions. Moving on to more breaking reports, I want to try to cover as many of them as I possibly can in this broadcast. On the pandemic agenda, this headline from Green Med Info. Gates Foundation calls for global cooperation. We just talked about that, didn't we? On vaccine for 7 billion people. From that report, Gates stated he wanted to help, quote, the poorest countries in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Like you helped the poorest in India, Mr. Gates, with your devastating polio vaccines that Indian officials attribute to the paralysis injuries of 496,000 innocents, for which they are now suing you, Mr. Gates. Like you already helped the children in Africa, Bill, who were up to 500% more likely to die in the first 5 months if they were vaccinated by your programs. For the record, Bill Gates has been neck deep in pushing population control for decades. Gates has repeatedly connected vaccine programs with population reduction. How exactly does that work out, Bill? Please, don't believe me. Please investigate. I'm asking listeners to investigate everything I state. I'm not denying that the planet has been decimated by human activity. I don't deny that global exploding populations are a problem. That's a mathematical and statistical certainty. But does Bill Gates have the right to choose who lives and who dies? And the answer is a resounding absolutely not. And consider that Gates and Anthony Fauci are simply the faces in the facade. Those behind the curtain are the ones who truly wield the power. They are the ones that allow individuals like Gates and Fauci to carry out the agendas. Again, for the record, this point must be understood, the point that's now being acknowledged by mainstream media like Fox, because they can't hide it anymore. The COVID-19 pathogen is the spawn of a laboratory, not of nature. The blame it on a bat narrative is no longer holding up. Speaking of bats, anyone see the bats that are now on the back of the 2020 U.S. quarter dollar? That's interesting, isn't it? Is someone trying to send us a message, perhaps? Now, about those vaccines being forced on us all, consider this new headline report, quote, from multiple sources, scientists discover alarming coronavirus mutation that could render vaccines useless. From that report, the prospect that SARS-CoV-2, the novel coronavirus responsible for causing the illness COVID-19, might be mutating and evolving as it spreads across the globe has been such a terrifying prospect for the scientific community that medical experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci seem to avoid even engaging on the topic because they likely have a long list of variations of these pathogens that they can distribute around the globe whenever they want. Consider the speed and uniformity with which this virus was scattered around the globe with 8 different strains recognized, strains that were most impactful to the populations where the outbreaks originally occurred. This is not nature. None of this is nature. This whole scenario is completely engineered for some of the agendas mentioned already in this broadcast, starting with global lockdown in preparation for total climate and biosphere collapse. This is unfolding by the day. It's imperative that we abandon preconceptions, ideology, and bias and do objective frontline investigation. All of us, our futures quite literally depend on what direction the human race takes at this point, our near-term futures. Another headline from vaccineimpact.com, retroviruses in vaccines. Are we altering the genes of future generations in unknown ways? End of headline. In regard to the question that the headline asks, the short answer is yes. In regard to the overall fate of future generations, if the human race remains on the current course, future generations won't be a concern. There won't be any. I would highly recommend reviewing the entire article from vaccineimpact.com. The bottom line, countless elements being put into vaccines, including heavy metal neurotoxins, are completely disrupting and disabling our body's own miraculous immune systems. And even though these elements, as most understand, like aluminum, like mercury, are highly toxic in and of themselves, and this is not even taking into account the rest of the toxic elements in vaccines, lists that have to be seen to be believed. But when elements like aluminum and mercury are combined, peer-reviewed study makes clear, because of synergistic toxicity, the overall toxicity can increase as much as 10,000%, 100 times worse, and it's no accident. Those in power know exactly what they're doing to us. They absolutely know, and that's becoming ever more evident. And keep in mind, we are all exposed to mercury from numerous causes, including burning coal in power plants. And now we know that aluminum is raining down through the air column. We have proven this in tests from all over the world. We've proven it conclusively at altitude in the NOAA flying lab that we highlighted in the preview for the Dimming documentary that's still in progress. There is nowhere to hide. And what else, that question, what else might be raining down on us from the atmospheric spraying operations? More on that shortly. From AccuWeather.com, a possible COVID-19 second wave could heighten flu vaccine challenges this fall. End of headline. Is this a prediction or what's scheduled? Because all these agencies like AccuWeather and all the rest are completely controlled entities, covering the tracks of the climate engineers, pushing the narrative of the power structure, programming the population to accept whatever happens as being simply some sort of natural, inevitable process, which couldn't be further from the truth. And take a moment to remember the study I reported on this broadcast, I believe 3 weeks ago, using Department of Defense personnel. I believe about 1,800 were tested. And the flu vaccine can create a 39% higher risk of COVID-19 contraction. And flu vaccines increasingly diminish our overall immunity, making us, according to the report, 51% more susceptible to pneumonia. Flu vaccine, helping or harming? And the answer is clear. It's absolutely clear if someone looks at the data. Pharmaceutical companies don't have total blanket immunity from all death and injury they cause for no reason. Please, please, whatever your preconceptions are, and I know those who have already vaccinated their children, it's very difficult to try to face these types of headlines. It seems psychologically safer to double down on denial. But that's not the way forward. We can't be responsible for what we didn't know and what we did before we knew. But once we know, we are responsible. We are responsible for what we do or don't do. Many of the great traditions teach this. Again, we would all do well to daily ask ourselves why we are here. What is our purpose? And what do we want to be found doing when we take our last breath? Diligently and unyieldingly fighting for the greater good, or hiding in a corner with our head in the sand? Which part will we each choose to play? That's a question that each of us must answer for ourselves. As populations continue to wake up to the dangers of and the agendas behind vaccines, now it seems those in power are pushing for mandatory testing of the entire global population. Is virus testing their fallback card for contaminating populations? If populations wake up and do not go along with the global vaccination program, is testing their fallback card? Consider these recent headlines from CBC Canada, that's Canadian mainstream media. This alarming headline report, quote, thousands of contaminated CV-19 test kits delivered to New Brunswick. Now consider this headline from Fox News. Again, this headline highlighting yet more COVID-19 test kit contamination. CDC lab for coronavirus test kits may be contaminated, new report states. Let's add another headline to this list from EuroWeeklyNews.com. Test kits, CV-19 test kits, headed to the UK found contaminated with coronavirus. What if you go to get tested, you didn't have anything, but now you do, contaminated from the very test that was what you thought was going to set you at ease, that you didn't have the virus, and now you do? Why isn't this being further exposed on mainstream media? Because they certainly don't want the public to have enough pieces of the puzzle to form a picture that would alter the entire equation we face if the public would wake up to what's unfolding and why. And on the subject of proven harmful vaccinations, of proven contaminated COVID test kits, how does the power structure create social division and polarization, which serves power structure agendas, by trying to convince one half of the population that the other half is endangering them by not going along with official policies, no matter how dangerous or deadly those policies are proven to be? What else are Bill Gates and associates involved in? This is an important part of the overall picture to understand. This headline is not new, but it is very relevant. It's about the Gates Doomsday Seed Bank. Here's the headline: Bill Gates funding the Doomsday Seed Vault. This is from Disclosed TV. And this report states this: we can legitimately ask why Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, along with major genetic engineering agribusiness giants such as DuPont, Syngenta, Monsanto, and other agribusiness giants, are building the Doomsday Seed Vault in the Arctic. What do they know that the public doesn't know? Biosphere and climate collapse. Earth's life support systems are imploding. They know it. They're preparing for it. The COVID-19 engineered scenario, again, a manifestation of total power structure desperation to lock down societies in preparation for the already unfolding collapse of Earth's life support systems. Again, you could take the CV-19 situation completely off the table. Collapse was already here. They can't hide it anymore, and they're taking drastic measures now to try to retain their control until the brutal, bitter end. That's the fact of the matter. Industrialized, militarized society has ground up nature to perpetuate itself, much like a cancer consumes its host. Those in power, most responsible for the current paradigm, but again, they could not do what they do without the active or passive support of the populations. Let's ask this question. Can any species survive its own success when it completely consumes and destroys the very environments that allowed them to exist in the first place? Question: does the human race exactly fit this definition? Just late in this broadcast, I've skipped over my broadcast announcement. I'm halfway through my time frame in this broadcast. I need to cover this announcement very quickly, and we'll get right back to critically important breaking headlines. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you. More than I can say, it is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 245, April 18th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, repeat broadcast, same time slot. This broadcast is re-aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Again, with the social lockdowns, these materials can be easily mailed to key individuals, organizations, agencies, elected officials. There's a long, long list of potential targets for starting spot fires of awareness. Moving on, much to cover, not enough time to do it. I'll regularly repeat the following statement. It is imperative for this core element of the equation we face to be constantly kept in mind. Abrupt climate and biosphere collapse is forcing power structure total desperation. The COVID-19 scenario is the most blatant manifestation of power structure desperation. The ongoing climate engineering atmospheric particulate spraying operations are a core part of both equations. The reality we have known is gone. It's not coming back. If we have any chance of salvaging anything, it's because of our collective efforts from this point forward. It will be because of that. I want to cover a number of headlines. You can easily search these headlines online. I'm not going to go into any other detail about them. I just want to cover the headlines so that people can connect these dots, starting with this. Turkey's economy is in trouble as experts worry it could become a new coronavirus hotspot. Next headline, U.S. retail sales, factory output sinks as coronavirus batters economy. Another headline, IMF predicts global contraction on par with Great Depression. No, that's not true, because it gives the impression that somehow this will pass, like the Great Depression passed. When the Great Depression happened, the planet wasn't completely decimated yet. Now it is. The reality we've known is done. It's not coming back. The sooner we face that, the better our chances of possibly salvaging something. Another headline, fear of an impending car price collapse grips auto industry. The auto industry is a snake eating its own tail. Industrialized, militarized society is the same. Now we have to face that fact. Another headline, global airlines estimated coronavirus losses rise to $314 billion. Another headline, major U.S. airlines accept government aid for payrolls. American also wants a loan. Another headline, American Airlines revenue tumbles 90%. Another headline, the USS Theodore Roosevelt fiasco shows how paranoid the Pentagon is about China. A clarification on this headline, it's not to say anything benevolent about China. There is nothing benevolent about China. But one should consider, as I try to point out on this broadcast, what military is all over the globe on everyone else's border? It's our military. Hundreds of military bases all over the globe surrounding countries like Iran. What would we do if Iran had bases surrounding us? And this is the case all over the globe. It's the U.S. military that's on everyone else's border and in everyone else's country. Another headline, World War III may be brewing while we're distracted. Again, another agenda being carried out with CV-19, distracting populations from many things on the wider horizon. Another headline, oil in the age of coronavirus, a U.S. shale bust like no other. Also, they can blame the shale bust on the coronavirus. As I've stated in so many broadcasts, the whole shale Ponzi scheme never had a future. Never. Shale wells collapse very quickly. The whole shale oil scenario was a Ponzi scheme from the beginning, and now we have polluted aquifers all over the globe forever. Another headline is Putin laying a petroleum trap for Trump. Again, the oil wars are going to increase from here on out as global economies collapse. Another headline, many shale companies are already on the brink of bankruptcy. That was the case even before COVID-19 hit, by the way. Another headline, big banks set to seize shale oil assets. Not that those assets will do the banks any good. Another headline, U.S. oil drilling grinds to a halt at key shale hotspots. Another headline, oil and gas industry sheds more than 6,000 jobs in a single day. And now let's add this headline. President Trump signs orders to speed up oil and gas pipeline construction. What reason would that be for? Snake eating its own tail. A footnote on the completely rigged U.S. elections, by the way. A true harbinger of the dark horizon we collectively face. Our so-called choice for president is already decided. We get to, quote, choose between worse or worser. No, not grammatically correct, but it certainly fits, doesn't it? Moving on to more realities that have come home to roost. Unfolding climate and biosphere collapse is and will continue to be the bottom line, all being further fueled again by climate engineering, the weather warfare assault. This headline, experts, U.S. food supply is steady, but for how long? From many sources, this new science report of truth and total deception in the same report. Here's the headline, quote, climate change is causing a mega drought in the U.S. and Mexico. From that report, parts of the U.S. and Mexico are almost two decades into what scientists are now calling a mega drought. Is climate collapse real? In fact, it's important to understand that what we face is not just climate change, it's climate collapse. It is far worse than anything that is being disclosed at this point in time. And in regard to the droughts on the Western North American continent and in other regions around the globe, it is not a direct result of climate change or runaway global warming. It is more directly related to climate engineering that's creating these droughts. Climate engineers actually trying to reduce atmospheric relative humidity in an attempt to slow down the runaway event, and in doing so, actually making it worse, not better, directly responsible for the incineration of forests all over the globe. Climate engineering is totally disrupting the hydrological cycle. This is a scientifically indisputable fact. We have satellite imagery in the case of the Eastern Pacific, which is the ocean off the west coast of the North American continent. There is constant blanket aerosol spraying, which completely disrupts the storm track. We have ionosphere heaters like HARP, of which there are as many as 100 around the globe, creating high-pressure domes to steer the upper-level currents to try to manipulate weather in other regions, which, though in doing so, create this constant drought condition over the U.S. west coast. Same thing is happening in parts of Australia, parts of the European west coast, Spain, Portugal. Climate engineering is the elephant in the room that all official agencies and the science community continues to totally deceive populations over, that this is such a massive part of the climate collapse that's unfolding and we are not being told. And again, what else is the climate engineering atmospheric particulate spraying being used for? More on that in a moment. Directly connects to the COVID-19 scenario. I want to elaborate for a moment on this engineered drought catastrophe, which, by the way, if you search engineered drought catastrophe target California, you'll find presentations from GeoengineeringWatch.org going back many years stating that what is happening would happen if climate engineering was allowed to continue. Search the engineering drought section at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. But from this report, historical comparison, the team from the Earth Institute at Columbia University in the U.S. looked at tree rings to measure soil moisture dating back to AD 800. The dry spell, which is affecting swaths of the western United States and northern Mexico, is worse than any other drought in recorded history, according to research published this week in the journal Science. Parts of the U.S. and Mexico are almost two decades into what scientists are now calling a, quote, mega drought. Bottom line, we can speculate as to the agendas being carried out. It's certainly affecting our food supply when climate engineers cut off our precipitation. But whatever the agendas may be, this is certain. Climate engineering is the single greatest drought-causing factor in the case of the western U.S. and other places around the globe. Single greatest factor. You must have more rain on a warming planet. You can't have less rain, and this is a factor we're not being told about, and that factor is climate engineering. The atmospheric particulates block direct sunlight. That diminishes evaporation. They alter convection. They reduce convection. That reduces wind. That also reduces evaporation, which in turn reduces precipitation. We have the ionosphere heaters, again, creating high-pressure domes, which block precipitation completely from regions. We can see this clearly on NASA satellite imagery. Large, circular, high-pressure domes that completely block precipitation from entering certain regions. These domes steer the jet stream, which the geoengineers are using to manipulate engineered cooldowns in other parts of the country, like Winter Storm Sadie, which is occurring right now, creating record low temperatures in Denver, while other parts of the country and the world fry. The most anomalously less warm place, repeatedly, over and over, in the entire world, is the continental U.S. That's not nature, just like the COVID-19 virus, not nature. Climate engineering is being used, the largest military in the world, bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined, being used to confuse and divide the U.S. population in regard to the true state of the climate when they can create record cold in a few regions and sensationalize those headlines, even in other regions that are bone dry, hot, searing UV because of our disintegrating ozone layer. It convinces those people that, well, it seems it's okay somewhere, so everything must be all right. Couldn't be further from the truth. Moving on, more breaking headlines. Virus choking off supply of what Africa needs most, food. And for the record, again, it's not just the engineered COVID pandemic that's further fueling famine in Africa, but also decades of weather warfare in Africa. Absolutely, positively the case. Another headline, U.S. farmers estimated to lose $20 billion in 2020 due to coronavirus crisis. Again, the ongoing geoengineering weather warfare is being waged against U.S. populations and farmers. It's a major factor that mainstream media and all official sources continue to criminally deny. Another headline, social unrest warning as Modi, the head of India, looks to extend India's lockdown. Yes, another agenda being carried out, beneficial to governments all over the globe whose populations are becoming increasingly aware of what's being done to them. The COVID-19 virus facilitates total lockdown. Another headline, a nationwide blackout lasting 1 year could kill up to 90% of Americans. From that report, not new, but important to consider given the ground we are now on. The EMP Commission estimates that a nationwide blackout lasting 1 year could kill up to 9 of 10 Americans through starvation, disease, and societal collapse. Once the dominoes begin to fall, they will fall with blinding speed. It is happening. Another headline, what the human race does even as the environment collapses. Seal and whale hunting permitted regardless of strict COVID-19 lockdown measures. Norway, Canada, and Japan have deemed the cruel practice of commercial whale and seal hunting as, quote, essential activity during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. While most of the world is trying its best to contain the spread of CV19, with nationwide lockdowns, hunters are allowed to take to the seas and kill animals. How many animals? The quota for seals is 18,548. For whales, 1,280. Man's war against nature is ultimately a war against ourselves. Consider some of the other agendas that are clearly being carried out with the cover that the COVID-19 pathogen is providing. Total distraction from Earth's rapidly imploding life support systems, as stated. Global lockdown of populations, as stated. A premise to force global vaccinations, as stated. Partial culling of the old and weak in the human race, and much more. The following headline is one example. Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial postponed due to coronavirus. How convenient. To all those in official agencies, law enforcement, and the U.S. military, that will soon enough be asked to carry out orders that are honorless, immoral, and against your own countrymen, consider that your doing so will ultimately not safeguard you or your families. Rather, blindly and unquestioningly carrying out the immoral dictates of a criminal power structure will only ensure our common demise. Only if we peacefully but unyieldingly stand together against the tidal wave of insanity do we have any chance of altering the final outcome in the direction of reason. Let's cover more pieces to the unfolding puzzle. From multiple sources, Trump administration ended pandemic early warning program to detect coronaviruses. From that report, 2 months before the novel coronavirus is thought to have begun its deadly advance in Wuhan, China, the Trump administration ended a $200 million pandemic early warning program aimed at training scientists in China and other countries to detect and respond to such a threat. What timing? Much like the timing of Bill Gates' Event 201, the global mock pandemic for coronavirus that was commenced on October 18th, 2019, about 2 months before the virus took off, 6 weeks before, I believe. All just coincidences, I'm sure. From the UK Guardian, coronavirus, who will be winners and losers in New World Order? Question mark. Henry Kissinger, the U.S. Secretary of State under Richard Nixon, says rulers must prepare now to transition to a post-coronavirus New World Order. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, quote, the relationship between the biggest powers has never been as dysfunctional. COVID-19 is showing dramatically either we join together or we can be defeated. What does that mean? Global powers like feuding mafia families need to join together? As I pointed out earlier in this broadcast, they're definitely colluding and cooperating behind the curtain. There's no question about that. More from this report. China will now be able to sell its digital police state as a model of success against the pandemic. China will display the superiority of its system more proudly. This is just simply a draconian system that drags people out of their homes. Anybody they choose to eliminate could have been on this list as well, perhaps disappeared indefinitely. This is called total government takeover. And the model China has used is now being looked at by Western countries. Make no mistake, the authoritarian contagion is spreading along with the COVID-19 contagion. More pieces to the puzzle. This headline, COVID-19 coronavirus, mutation threatens race to develop vaccine. From that report, a coronavirus strain isolated in India carried a mutation that could upend vaccine development around the globe, according to researchers from Australia and Taiwan. This structure targets cells containing ACE2, an enzyme found in the lungs, which also allowed the severe acute respiratory syndrome, that's SARS, to infect people. The unusual behavior, listen to this, of the coronavirus has kept scientists around the world scratching their heads. Because this is not nature. None of it is nature. This is an engineered scenario, multiple pathogens that are being utilized to facilitate global lockdown in societies as climate and biosphere collapse accelerates. The whole push for a global vaccination is simply yet another form, another way of degrading societies even further than they've already been degraded. Another headline from greenmedinfo.com, Bill Gates funds microchip implant vaccine technology. From that report, the microneedle technology is also being wed to injectable technology funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which embeds under the skin a vaccination record visible by near-infrared light that can be read by smartphone technology. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding their technologies with aims to enable them to, quote, house-to-house vaccinate in campaigns undertaken by people with, quote, minimal training. Question, are you going to let some untrained halfwit come to your door and inject you with who knows what? Let's move on to some core parts to the puzzle. From the UK Daily Mail and numerous other sources, this headline, Wuhan lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a $3 million grant from the U.S. That's the part Fox News is not telling you or any U.S. mainstream sources. Here's an excerpt from this report. The laboratory at the center of the scrutiny over the pandemic has been carrying out research on bats from the cave, which scientists believe is the original source of the devastating outbreak. Documents obtained by the Mail on Sunday, this is last Sunday, show that the Wuhan Institute of Virology undertook coronavirus experiments on mammals captured more than 1,000 miles away in Yunnan, funded by a $3.7 million grant from the U.S. government. That's the part that we're not being told, is it? The National Institutes of Health, of which Anthony Fauci's NIAID, that's the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, is a member, provided a $3.7 million grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to study the bat-borne coronavirus. Study, we should say experiment. U.S. Congressman Matt Gaetz said, quote, "I'm disgusted to learn that for years the U.S. government has been funding dangerous and cruel animal experiments at the Wuhan Institute, which may have contributed to the global spread of coronavirus, and research at other labs in China that have virtually no oversight from U.S. authorities." There's no question. They engineered the gain-of-function trait into this virus, which allowed it to jump to humans, period. Engineered pandemic to facilitate global agendas of lockdown. More on the Gaetz-Fauci connections. Gaetz met with Fauci in 2017, quote, "to discuss research opportunities in global health," end quote. In 2010, Fauci was named to the Leadership Council of the, quote, "Decade of Vaccines," end quote, collaboration, which the World Health Organization and Fauci's agency NIAID, UNICEF, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation convened. Fauci delivered a keynote opening address on the, quote, "challenge of pandemic preparedness," end quote, in Washington, D.C. at the October 2nd, 2017 Grand Challenges Meeting, which is a project of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Again, at that meeting, Fauci stating there would be a, quote, "surprise pandemic during this presidency." How did he know? I could go on and on. The bottom line is this: Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, and numerous others are neck deep in their collaborations with pathogen experimentation. And those behind the curtain are really pulling the strings in all of this, by the way. Keep that in mind. Agendas of forced global vaccinations are being carried out. Please, please investigate. Denial and apathy will not save us from what's unfolding. And again, all of this completely connected to the backdrop of unfolding biosphere collapse. Let's examine more pieces to the puzzle. First, this from the UK Independent and other sources. Quote, "atmospheric methane levels are at all-time high." Report states dire numbers come amid escalating climate change emergency. Atmospheric methane, which this report states is 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas, but that's a lie. Methane, over a 10-year time horizon, is from 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. Formerly frozen methane deposits all over the world, seabed deposits, tundra deposits, are thawing and releasing and migrating into the atmosphere. There's enough methane, formerly frozen methane deposits on this planet, to turn this planet into Venus about 100 times over. Industrialized, militarized society has wrought havoc on our planet and our climate system. Climate engineering operations and the attempt to use weather as a weapon and to mask the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding with climate and biosphere collapse has further fueled the problem. And what else has climate engineering done? How does it relate to the current COVID-19 pandemic and the spread of that pandemic? Many, many agendas being carried out at once, and too many ignoring this backdrop of biosphere and climate collapse, which again is the driving force for the power structure desperation and the manifestation of that desperation in the form of the COVID-19 pandemic being released on societies all over the globe to lock them down in preparation for what's unfolding. The power structure is already preparing and programming populations to expect and indeed accept yet more rounds of the engineered coronavirus. This headline: Morgan Stanley publishes full timeline of upcoming coronavirus milestones, sees second coronavirus peak in December. Again, this is not a prediction. It's what's scheduled. This report states further, social distancing will only come to an end when vaccines are available in the spring of 2021 at the earliest. And we've already seen that the scientific community has confirmed that there is no vaccine that's going to be utilized in this scenario. There's too many mutations of this virus that are being released all over the globe, likely all of them engineered in some fashion. I'm almost out of time in this broadcast. I need to make the connection between COVID-19 and climate engineering. Consider this headline from the New York Times from last week. New research links air pollution to higher coronavirus death rates. Yet another factor that geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record over and over and over. that every breath we take is contaminated with highly toxic climate engineering particulates, nanoparticulates that inflame our respiratory system, that lodge throughout our bodies as a whole, making us much more susceptible to an endless list of human diseases and the contraction of elements like coronavirus. Now we have confirmation of that fact. Moving on, this headline from truthout.org. Trump's EPA is unleashing the pollution that makes us vulnerable to COVID-19. From that report, radically rolling back pollution regulations while knowing that pollution exacerbates the effects of coronavirus is reckless at best and consciously destructive at worst, because pollution monitoring has also largely been suspended as a result of the enforcement stoppage. It will be difficult or even impossible to know how this will affect people on a local scale. First, stop and consider that there are no regulations whatsoever for pollutions that are dispersed into our atmosphere, our breathable air column, by the climate engineering insanity. Stated goals by the world's most recognized climate engineers like Dr. David Keith. The goal of putting 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates into our atmosphere annually. This is on film and on the record. Search David Keith, Dane Wigington online. You can see me confronting Dr. Keith at an international conference. For those that haven't seen this video, please watch it. You can see just how damning David Keith's report was. We are breathing in this material with every breath we take. Now, peer-reviewed study proving it's making us susceptible to many, many diseases, including the COVID-19 reality. Now, who else is involved with climate engineering? I'm only giving small pieces of the puzzle because it's a very complex puzzle. I don't have much time. But who else is involved with climate engineering? Let's look at this headline from CNBC. This Bill Gates-funded chemical cloud could help stop global warming. They're referring to climate engineering, and again, Bill Gates, only a puppet in this play, only the face to the facade, those behind the curtain actually pulling the strings, climate engineering going on for well over 70 years, launched at scale after World War II, wreaking havoc around the globe, contaminating every single one of us, every breath we take. Now this headline from the UK Guardian, Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. Now let's get to the root of the matter, Bill Gates' connection to the world's second most recognized geoengineer, who was also a former employee for the Department of Defense, Dr. Ken Caldera from Stanford. What did Bill Gates have to say about Dr. Ken Caldera? He said this. He called Caldera, quote, my amazing teacher. End quote. Gates went on to say this, one of my best teachers has been Ken Caldera, a climate scientist at the Carnegie Institute for Science. He, Ken Caldera, is a pioneer in exploring the impact of human activity on our climate. I first met Ken a decade ago, and we've met a few times each year for learning sessions. Next, on the same website, GatesNotes.com, Ken Caldera stated this, quote, we will not solve the climate problem by teaching people to be less selfish, end quote. Caldera writes, if we have to wait until people learn to make self-sacrificing snap judgments before we can solve the climate problem, we will be waiting until it's too late. End quote. Gates and Ken Caldera collaborating over the course of years. Ken Caldera stating on the record that one of the functions he performed for the U.S. government was to come up with ways of putting pathogens into clouds that would rain out on your, quote, enemy below. And for the record, the heavily armed U.S. civilian population is not just expendable to those in power, but an increasing liability. Listen to Ken Caldera in his own words.
Pathogens in a cloud. Let the cloud go over somewhere, then it would rain down on your enemy.
As populations around the globe begin to wake up to what's been done to them by those in power, have we now become the enemy of those in power? What do you think? What will each of us choose to do with the time that we have been given? Yes, time is indeed a gift. Will we choose to face the gathering storm head on, without fear, without trepidation, with the unyielding faith that we are here at this moment in time for a reason? Or will willful blindness and denial ensure that all of us go down with the ship? Time is not on our side. We must all work together to fully expose and halt the insanity that surrounds us and all those most responsible for it. If we can accomplish this, we can alter the current trajectory of our species. We would have some chance of salvaging some part of Earth's remaining life support systems. Global power structures are desperate and more dangerous than ever before, but they are also faltering and vulnerable to a mass awakening, which would be their end, and they know it. Make your voice heard in the critical battle to sound the alarm. We must reach a critical mass of public awakening. This is the only way forward in this fight. Search the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about how you can help turn the tide. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.